Russia has made it clear that it fears increased South Korean and American military activities around North Korea could escalate a growing conflict. Though South Korea and North Korea agreed to stop fighting following the Korean War, they've never signed a peace treaty. Today, North Korea warned its neighbor that the war could resume. Stefan Boss reports.
Russia is anxious as a North Korean propaganda video animation posted on the internet shows rising tensions in its immediate neighborhood. It appeared shortly before North Korea announced entering a state of war with South Korea in the latest rhetoric against its neighbor and the United States. The video shows a North Korean missile destroying a nuclear-capable American B-2 bomber aircraft, though there was no sign the attack actually happened. On Thursday, the United States sent a pair of the planes on a first-of-its-kind practice run over the skies of South Korea. U.S. officials said it was a diplomatic sortie and that the planes returned safely to their bases. However, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov has made clear that Moscow fears the increased military activity near North Korea, which also include joint South Korean and American drills, will escalate the conflict.
Нас беспокоит то, что наряду с вот этой адекватной реакцией Совета Безопасности.
We are concerned that along with this adequate reaction of the Security Council, along with the collective reaction of the world community, unilateral actions are being taken around North Korea, which are manifested in the build-up of military activity. He told reporters in Moscow, the situation may slip out of control and fall into a vicious cycle.
Порочного круга.
And in an apparent warning to the West, Russia has begun its own military maneuvers in the Black Sea involving dozens of warships and planes. Washington remains skeptical, saying North Korea's rhetoric only leads to increased isolation. The tensions have done little to help at least hundreds of thousands of people, including many Christians, who are believed to spend this Easter in North Korean prison camps, known for torture, executions, and slave labor. Rights groups say North Korea is still the most hostile nation in which to live and practice the Christian faith. At least 100,000 or more Christians are believed to be languishing in camps for their refusal to worship nation founder Kim Il-sung's cult. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.